She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet worldwide. Well, it was lucky for Hawaii that the hurricane passed us and very little damage. But most of all, nobody got killed from the hurricane. Okay, so today is election day. Hopefully you get out there and go vote. You can't use hurricane as an excuse because there's no hurricane, just a little rain. Plan your route wherever you're going to go, because the streets are terrible and they're beating up on your suspension parts, steering, struts, everything. So plan your route. Try not to go on those rough roads like Waikamilo, number one. King Street used to be that way. They got fixed. So just examples. You gotta pay attention to your car, folks. The only time I see people pay attention when they see the estimate on how much it's gonna cost to fix it. Well, who did it? That's what you gotta look at. You know, and when you look at all this campaign stuff coming out on TV and everything, and how every politician is promising you the moon. It's all talk. How many of them really, really did what they said they're going to do? Fix the road. Anyway, a lot of businesses have been put out because of the rail. The rail is coming through, and they're condemning businesses. About 50% of them are not going to relocate, and they're shutting down. Does that help our economy? I don't think so. It hurts it. That's why if you notice, the economy is going straight down. You know, I don't know how these people are thinking. You build a rail, and it's going to make more money? How? When 50% of the businesses are shutting down. Where's the tax money going to come from, folks? It's going to come from the homeowners. The seniors going to pay through the nose. Go check. Oregon does not charge seniors property tax. Oregon. How do they do it? They have to have smart politicians there. Because obviously ours don't know. The number one thing that is not a money maker but a loser is safety check system. Oregon does not have safety check. Okay? Go check it out. It's over $1 million a year in payroll for the whole state on safety check. Now, if they're making nothing from the safety check and the money you pay is for the mechanic, how does the state operate with no money? How do you do a program like Safety Check and not get any returns from the people? I don't know. I don't understand it. I'm sure there's other programs they have too that's doing the same thing and draining the tax dollars. That's not a good way. But I can sit here and tell you all this stuff, and who's going to do anything about it? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. I have to apologize for last week. We didn't get the 2-minute warning. We're too involved with all these phone calls coming through, and everybody's all wound up about tax and everything else. So I'd like to just apologize, and, you know, I'm sorry about that, but sometimes we get carried away and we don't see the finish line coming up. Okay? So anyway, so if you have to call, you call early so you don't get cut off. Okay? 808-296-5467. A lot of local people, they're ashamed to call. But on the mainland, oh, they go crazy and call. That's why the mainland politics is a lot better than local. Because local people don't make noise. So, but anyway. I talked with Harvey Maeda, and he said the hot August nights this year was fantastic. You know, wow. I should have gone, yeah. Was fantastic. Really, really nice cars. And a lot of them sold real cheap. Really, really cheap. Okay, so anyway, we need to get rid of Safety Check. Safety Check and that other program they have called Reconstruction. Reconstruction permit is only required on the island of Oahu. So if they can cut it out for the other outer islands, why not cut it out for Oahu? You don't need it. Only extra expenses paid out by the taxpayers. Not necessary. Let's start trimming some budgets here. Check the date on your tires, folks. Tires have a lifespan. Okay, 6 to 7 years is what I recommend. Anything over that, forget it. Check your tires for the lifespan when it was made. It's stamped on the side of the tire in an oval shape with four numbers. The first two is the week. The second two is the year. Go check it out. Okay? So, if you have any questions about your car, give us a call at 808-296-5467. I recommend disinfecting your AC system. And Crestec Cleaning Center has the best disinfectant spray that you can get. The way you do it is you start your car up, put on the AC on high, and get out with the windows all closed. Make sure your car doesn't lock the doors when you close the door. Because I don't want you calling me and telling me your car is running, but the door is locked. So if you're not too sure, leave the window open a little bit so you can run a wire down and open the door. Or make sure you have a spare key or something, okay? But close the doors, okay, with the engine running, the AC on. And right in front of the windshield, there is a plastic grill where it sucks the air into the AC. Spray that area with that disinfectant spray from Crestec Cleaning Center. Okay? It's really, really good. spray it for a couple of seconds and let it run for a while. Then turn it off and wait about 10, 15 minutes before you open the doors and drive away. That disinfectant spray is really good. It really makes your car nice and clean inside. Okay? I still see people driving around when it's dark with no lights on. That's not safe, folks. Turn on your lights. I gotta get HPD, the police department, so to start tagging people for no lights. It's not about what if you can see. It's to show people you're coming. Other people must see you. Especially pedestrians. They walk out half blind and they don't even notice the there's cars coming with no lights on. So don't damage your car by hitting a pedestrian. Turn on your lights. Okay? Okay. Now, we found that the spark plugs, the Autolite spark plug is your best buy. Autolite has two types of spark plugs that we recommend. The long life one is the XP. Okay? The letter X, X-ray. X-ray Peter means extra performance. Spark plug is good. But their racing spark plug, the Autolite Racing, is even better. But the difference between the two is the Autolite's, racing spark plug doesn't have the lifespan like the XP. The extra performance spark plug lasts a lot longer. Okay? So, you decide. On the Ford pickup trucks and Mustangs, I don't know for what reason, but they stopped making the steering wheels, replacing the you cannot replace your steering wheel if you get into an accident and bend the steering wheel. If you bend the steering wheel on the Mustangs and the Ford pickups, I'm talking about 7-year-old Fords, the insurance company will claim that as a total loss. Wow. Okay, I recommend using Rain-X on your windshield. Windshield is the front window where the wipers are. Use Rain-X on the front window. It makes the water bead and bounce off the window, so it's easier to see. Okay? Much, much easier to see. A lot of you have this little light that comes on the dash that looks like a little engine. It's the check engine light. When that light comes on, that indicates that something on the engine is malfunctioning. Majority of the times, it's poor gas that causes the check engine light to come on. If you notice on TV, when was that? Last night? The one service station was out of gas on Vineyard. The Aloha service station on Vineyard. They were out of premium, mid-grade, but they had lots of premium. Nobody buys premium. You know, folks, the difference in price from premium to regular, the one that you buy, that so-called cheaper gas, is 20 cents a gallon cheaper. You're going to get far better gas mileage with the premium, but only with the Shell V-Power. The Shell V-Power will outrun any of the other grades of gasoline, and it's a bigger savings than 20 cents a gallon. Boy, some of you got to do your math and go check it out. The Shell Premium V-Power is the gas I recommend if you want to save money. It's 20 cents more than the regular per gallon. Well, what is 20 cents, folks? Go get the pump and try squirting 20 cents into a can. You're lucky if you get a little cup. Okay? So, it's nothing. Gas mileage is what you need to look at.
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nika.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Oh, that might be him now. I'm not sure.
Rolling Bob, are you there? I guess he came in late. Is Bob there?
Yes, Rolling Bob, rolling in.
Oh, yeah. I think you got to use some Shell V power. You're a little late.
Oh, man. Sorry about that. I was on the phone. It's kind of hard to convince people. How long have we been doing this show?
About 100 years.
And how long have I been doing Bob's Minute?
100 years.
Right. And people still call me and I'm going, you know I need to go, right? Well, what are you going to do? I'm on the radio and I just hang up the phone. But I don't want to be rude. It's so funny. Oh, but anyway, we survived the first storm.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was good that everybody was prepared. But I got to tell you, the next storm, George, we got to buy water.
Why?
We got to buy it 1 week early.
Why?
So we could sell it for three times the price.
No. That's no good.
No, that's what they were doing at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, but, you know, Bob, I had to go to Home Depot.
Right.
And they had 5-gallon water jugs. Cheap.
Oh, yeah. And you just fill it up with your tap water.
No. They had tons of that bottles over there. They had bottled water.
And, oh, because nobody thought to go to Home Depot to buy water.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, now the word's out now. Don't go there next week.
Well. And everybody was lining up at Costco for gas. And I thought, oh, well, everybody's filling gas. Gasoline sales was real good. But the Shell station was empty. Nobody's buying gas. Anyway. Bob, are you there? What happened to Bob? Did you hang up the phone on him?
No, he's still lit up. His phone must be acting up again.
Well, Bob, you gotta go out and buy a good phone. Anyway, let's move on. It's sad that the human race get to the point when there's low on something that people need, they raised the price. It's sad. The Aloha stations, gotta, you know, congratulate them or commend them, because when they ran out of regular and mid-grade, they dropped the price of premium down to regular. That was nice. They didn't raise the price of gasoline. They lowered it. So, I don't know. The human race, I don't know. Sad. Very sad. But we survived that hurricane. It was good. Got around us. And we should be okay. But anyway, use the high octane gas, folks. It's a savings. It gives you way better gas mileage. Go do the test. Do two tankfuls of the Shell V Power and see. Take notice at your mileage. It's a savings. Okay? So give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Well, it's election day, and did you vote already, Wanda? Hello, Wanda, are you up?
What was that?
I think you need to pay attention here. Did you vote?
No, not yet.
Oh, don't be a, what you call, and don't vote now. Just go and vote. I know a lot of people don't believe in it because my friend from California told me that if the lieutenant governor is doing the election stuff, how can you trust? It's a conflict of interest. Yeah, I think he's right, you know. But anyway, gotta do what we gotta do. Okay? Check your tires, folks. The tire pressures is listed on the sidewall of the tire. My recommendation is use that pressure. The lowest one I've ever seen is 35 pounds. It goes 35, 44, 51, and now 61. Okay? The reason they're going up is because, number one, the handling is way, way better. If you don't understand what I'm trying to say, try flattening your tires, all four of them, and drive around. The car becomes very wobbly. It's not stable. When you go to the right tire pressure, the car is very, very stable. It's not wobbly. Okay? That's why the new technology now, even in race tires, in racing, is high pressure. Very stable. But not only that, you get better gas mileage. Really? You want to do the experiment? Go try it. Flatten the tires down to what you normally run at. Put a towel on a bathroom scale so you don't scratch your bumper, and go push your car from the back or the front and look how many pounds it takes to push the car. Then fill the tires to what's recommended on the sidewall of the tire and do the same thing. You're going to be really surprised it's less than half to push the car. Okay? So that's what it's all about, rolling. Okay, who do we have now?
We have Lana from IAEA.
Hi, Lana.
Hi, George.
Hi.
I voted. I was the first one on our precinct.
I see.
Anyway, I asked Wanda, but I talked so much, she didn't even answer me. Did she vote already?
Who?
Wanda, you and Esker, and I had to turn off the radio so I can give you a call.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, anyway, that's all right. Anyway, I called because, I do take my car in service with you because I know I'm going to get good service with your son and you. So, but anyway, the point is, you know, my car is kind of old already. It's like 06. So,
and 06 is not old, Lana.
No, no, I bought it about 8 years already. It's not old.
No.
Why? Oh, well, you know why? You take good care of it. So far, so good. Knock on wood. But the point is, you know, my gas, the day one, you know, I know the importance of putting that good gas. I've been putting always the V-Power and the young boy, you know, I make friends with the attendants, where I go. And then they said, how can you put in the good gas? Why don't you put the next one? And I said, oh, well, because I so far, knock on wood, I didn't have a problem. You know, I told them about you. I always talk nice things about you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about your radio program. Yeah, and then now they're getting more akamai about it, and then they're trying. They're like listening in, but a lot of times they're working, so, you know. But mm-hmm. I decided to let them know about you. But do I put the next one or continue putting the V-Power?
The V-Power, as tested, is 88.
Yeah, I know you told. Yeah, I know that. But
that's the only one above minimum.
But if I put the next one, it's going to be between the junk one and the good one, right?
It's going to be too low.
Too low. Oh,
the
okay,
middle
so.
Grade is at 84.
The one I thought I'd try, and then, you know, when I start, I feel the difference. Is that my imagination? Or?
No. You see,
no.
When you... When,
no more the oomph.
If you read your owner's manual and... 99% of the people in Hawaii don't read the manual.
I know. I'm guilty.
They only read it when it's broken.
Because I take them to you so not the thing will get broken.
You know.
Yeah, I know.
It says in the manual, do not run fuel below 87.
Yeah, okay. 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 From now, I won't put the V-Power. I'll continue, period. Okay. Good. I just wanted that cleared up. And my tires is 41, right?
44.
You sure? Okay. You know, I think I was putting too much years back, and I keep on forgetting to ask you about, you know.
44.
Okay, 44. You know, I was putting too much, and I feel real bouncy. You know what I mean? Too much bounce? Is it because too much air?
No.
Huh? Ooh.
If you got it up to where it's supposed to be, 44.
Okay.
On some cars, it'll be a little harder riding, but it's safer.
Okay. I put them 41 all the time.
Well, 41, 44, same.
Oh, it's not bad then. Okay. Kind of was okay. All the time, 41. So all the my favorite guys, they know what to do. But I will always make sure, you know. Okay, and another thing, you were talking earlier. You know, I heard about, you know that... Hurricane Fun.
It's gone.
That. Huh?
It's gone.
I know. I know. They get a little bit in there.
No. Somebody spent it.
I know they spent it. They spent $155 million. I go like, hey, wait a minute. I thought the insurance people are controlling it because in case like the Iniki, remember?
No.
How can a government do such a thing? That's terrible.
You don't trust the government with anything.
I know. I well, you see, as a widow, my husband paid up the whole, you know, the mortgage thing. So I had choice. I didn't have to buy a hurricane fund, which I am so thankful because I had to.
Well, it's all gone. Mufi spent it.
Oh boy, this is so bad, yeah. I thought it was so. I mean, wasn't that, I mean, they took maybe half, or I mean, I don't know the kind.
No, you're not supposed to touch somebody else's money.
I should say. And isn't that the governor, Abercrombie? Because that's what this politician.
Mufi took it.
Oh, Mufi was, yeah. Oh my gosh, that is that terrible. You know, I remember Harrison, when he was the mayor, he said, you know why we don't have money? They had a lot of lawsuits. You know, because they were, huh?
No.
No, that's what he said on the TV, you know?
No. No. You cannot believe him.
Oh, Harrison. Okay.
Yeah, because they built They built it, the visitor center at the zoo, and it cost the taxpayers $3 million to have it built. I talked to contractors. They looked at the thing, and they said no more than $100,000.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
And hardly anybody go to the zoo anymore because they got to pay for parking.
No, it's the whole thing is these politicians have a free hand at our money, and when they need more money, they just keep raising the property tax. That's not right.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
Oregon does not charge property tax to seniors.
So sad. How come they don't have compassion like you?
They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
They only want to, you know, BS you and get in office.
Yeah, I know. I know. Oh, but people better shape up. Listen. Well, at least now I can give myself credit. I pay attention.
People are like sheep. They don't listen.
Yeah, isn't it terrible? And they repeat.
Okay.
Issue, yeah.
Okay, so anyway, Lana.
Thank you for
thank
being
you.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Mika.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have John from downtown.
Hi, John.
Oh, how are you doing again? Election day. Hey, Ben, George.
Okay, how are you?
All right. Hey, George, so you know about that hurricane yesterday? I mean, you're going to say what hurricane, right?
Yeah, what hurricane?
I know. Isn't that weird, like, just incredibly insane that they closed the bus system and everything? Yet the post office mailmen were out there delivering mail because they must have known better than to stay inside their house all day, you know what I mean?
Mm.
In other words, it's safer for them to go deliver the mail than it is for a guy driving a big bus or sitting in a mall because they closed all the malls and everything too, you know?
I don't know.
That's just, if all of those guys that was inconvenienced yesterday, remember who did that to you guys because they lost their jobs. A lot of guys didn't work yesterday and was just a mess, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yet we had sun, sunny, sunny skies. You saw that picture of the volcano, right?
Who was the one that stopped the bus?
It just disappeared.
Who stopped the bus?
Huh?
Who was the one that ordered the buses not to run?
Caldwell and Abercrombie called the state of emergency, you know?
Oh, both of them.
Yeah. You know, they're in team with each other, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we need a change over there, you know?
Get them out.
Why he did that. I think he just did that to slow down and campaigning and all that other stuff. And
mm-hmm.
Yet Abercrombie had Obama calling all his all of the people up, telling them to vote for Abercrombie, even though he was telling everybody not to campaign and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. But we need David Ige in there anyway. And you know, if all the people that are against taking up the agriculture lands for mass development and the overdevelopment of Kakaako, they gotta get Ige in. You gotta get him in. Because he's standing for that, you know.
Well, you know, I don't trust politicians farther than I can throw my truck.
Yeah, but you should run too, George, next year. You gotta get in.
No, I gave the people a choice. Mm-hmm. I told them, they put my name in, I'll run. But yeah. I'm not gonna do anything already. I did it in 94. I tried my best and nobody listened. So you get what you get and that's it.
Right. Wow, you got a big audience, so man, you probably could win a seat if you go out there.
People didn't listen. All this economy that's really bad, this is all not necessary.
Yeah.
So, okay. Thanks, John.
Take care, my friend. Take care.
You too.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. I got a question about, I have a Honda generator. I pulled it out the other day, put new oil, everything, and put the Shell gas inside. How long can I leave the gas in there before it gets no good already?
1 month.
1 month. Okay, I'm safe then with the Shell. Another question is about the timing belt for automobiles. Is there such thing as chains also for the timing belt also?
Is there such a thing as what?
Do they have chains also for...
Some cars have chains today and not belts.
Yeah, do you know which ones? Is it Toyota or something like that?
Toyotas have chain.
So the Toyota is the better one.
But the chain is only as good as the oil you're using.
Right.
If you're using the oil with no metal protector, the chain will go.
Right. So you still have to have it checked every what?
Well, the best way to do it is with the Royal Purple HPS.
Mm-hmm.
And Crestec Cleaning Center sells that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. You'll feel a difference. You actually feel a difference in performance.
You know any other brands that have chains?
Nope. Chains.
Yeah.
They're Nissan. You gotta check when you buy the car.
Yeah.
You gotta ask if this one has a chain or a belt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The chain make less power.
Oh, okay. The belt is better than
the belt makes more power. So, it's a trade-off.
All right. Thanks a lot, George.
Okay.
Aloha.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Those of you on Kauai that would like to try the ethanol, it's good. Without trying it, you don't know, but it is good. And a lot of people say it's no good and all this bad negative propaganda going out. But if people would look on the computer and see when did Brazil go to 100% ethanol, They did it back in 1955, folks. From 1955 to this day, they've been on 100% ethanol. They have no problem. That country went from third world to number one. They're way above America. All because of ethanol. What's up? When are we going to wake up? And America is always on no 100%. Like Brazil, they're on E85, the maximum. Why? Did anybody bother to ask why? And they're making a big squabble about E15. 15% ethanol. Brazil is on 100%. What's wrong with America? And go check again. America is the only country with 92-octane gasoline. Vietnam, Philippines, all over is 104. Why? What happened? I don't know. Anyway, Harvey Maeda on Kauai has ethanol. You can give him a call at 651-2813. 651-2813. He also has that good raw purple oil with the HPS, the good one with the metal protector, not the regular one, okay? And he also has the fantastic electronic rust-proofing device. And people are not using that, and the bottom of the cars are starting to rust. Not the outside, the bottom. The only time you're going to find out is when your floor falls out, you got no floor. Well, he has that fantastic rust-proofing device. And we at Nita's Auto Repair also has that. Okay? So, if you're on Maui and you would like to try some ethanol, you can give Rodney a call. Rodney has ethanol. And Rodney's number is 344-1770. 344-1770. Okay? So, anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. If you have a question, comment, whatever, okay, just give us a call. Okay, if your car is not legal, not registered, or does not have a safety sticker, or didn't pass safety check, you get an accident, the insurance company from the car that hit you is not obligated to cover the damage on your car. Because it's, read your policy, it says for legal vehicles only. Okay? And on the safety stickers, the new safety stickers, folks, it has your VIN number. Remove the VIN number with nail polish remover, brake clean, lacquer thinner, paint thinner. Take it off because the locksmiths can make a duplicate key with the VIN number. And it's happening. Cars are getting stolen, but they don't put it on the news. Why, I wonder? Why don't they put it on the news that cars are being stolen with keys made at the locksmith? The VIN number is like putting your social security number out. Remove the VIN number. There is no reason why they had to put the VIN number on there other than to have your car stolen. Because they know that a lot of people do not have theft insurance. And if your car gets stolen, the insurance company is not going to replace your car. Think about it. It's up to you. You want to leave that VIN number on? Go ahead. Not for me. So, anyway. You need to listen and do like, you know, we're recommending. Because it's for your good. You spray silicone on all plastic and rubber parts of the car. If you don't know what is plastic and rubber under the hood, spray everything. It doesn't hurt. Okay? The silicone is a natural rubber and plastic preservative. Keep the plastic and rubber from cracking. Okay? So, your choice. The Royal Purple HPS oil is good for 15,000 miles. You don't have to change it for 15,000 miles. So it's a big savings. Seniors, they hardly drive. It lasts for years. Okay? So, go check it out. Crestec Cleaning Center has that good oil. They also carry the Royal Purple oil filter. Okay? If you have to change your air filter, I recommend getting the K&N air filter. It's a lifetime air filter, and it flows more air and gives you better gas mileage. A lot of people doubt it, but we test it. That's the only reason why we say it. We test it. Just like the V-Power, the Shell V-Power, we test it, and it does give you better gas mileage. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Ronald from Honolulu.
Hi, Ronald.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, George. Hi. By the way, I voted this morning.
Good.
And I'll just say this one thing, and I meant to talk about congressional seats versus just senator, governor, and president, but I got to tell you this, you'll get a kick out of it. Back in one of these election years, I forget exactly when, but we were talking politics in the lounge where I used to work at a telephone company. So I suddenly said, same circus, only a different set of clowns.
Yeah. Ah, that's a good one.
With this one guy, he got so mad. He got so upset, one of my coworkers. He got so upset. He said, let me ask you something. Are you a registered voter? No. Are you a registered voter? He got so... He said, yes, I'm a registered voter because I voted today, too. I said, yeah, I'm a registered voter. If I had said no, I know I would have never heard the end of it.
Yep.
Never heard the end of it.
That's right.
I just thought you'd want to know that. I got something else to say, too, you know. But I got a kick out. I told that to people, especially on a day like this. And now, when people vote, I don't think they realize. There's a lot of people, you know, they don't vote. They don't realize this is not just about a vote for the president of the United States or for the senators or for the governors. This is for all of the seats, like the House seats, state, mm-hmm. Senate, state, House, representative. What voters don't realize is that we control the purse strings. We also control the purse strings. Mm-hmm. Like when you vote for a representative for your particular, I know you know all this already. If you vote for a particular representative, if you move into another district, just say 5,000 people move into one congressional district out of a whole bunch of other districts, that's 5,000 voters. That's 5,000 people in that district, which means more seats, which means more money.
Yep.
So we do control the purse strings. And we're not just a bunch of, you know, we got power.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean,
that's right.
Yeah. And you know, maybe that's one reason why voter fraud is so serious, because you're actually controlling the money.
Mm-hmm.
We're taxpayers, we're voters. And just like, you know, Obama, he just admit over at Boehner says, well, we control the U.S. House controls the purse strings. Does the state house have the same, they have the same deal with the state, right? Doesn't the state house control the purse strings for the state?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like the Senate. They're the lawmakers for the state Senate, and Lonesome Sam, the only Republican senator. I can tell you who I voted for, right? Or should I? I don't
sure.
know. Yeah, I voted Republican. I voted for a Republican, all the Republican side, including Iona for governor and Charles DeJoo for representative. You know, I think it counted. Of course, I voted for Hawaiian Affairs and mm-hmm. the council. You know, I'm up on that. I know you don't have to be Hawaiian, but you got to do that too. Especially I read about it. You know, so I try to stay informed. But isn't that true, George? We control the purse strings.
That's right.
And I think that's what a lot of voters don't, they probably either don't know it or don't realize it. This is not just about a vote for the president.
No.
Or for the governor or for the senators.
It's for all of Hawaii.
Right, the people of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you like that part with the same circus, only a different set of clowns.
I love that. That's a good one.
I knew you'd get a kick out of that.
So. Yeah, that is the one. Good one.
Okay, I know you want to get on to other calls, or is it the end of the... No, it's not the end of the show.
No, we got to go to break.
Oh, okay, go ahead now. I'll call back about other things. You have a great
okay,
day, George.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have on the line?
We have Joe from Pahoa.
Hi, Joe.
Aloha. I'm calling you from Pahoa on the Big Island where the hurricane did the most damage. I live on Pohiki Road, and it's still closed because all the albizia trees fell over, and there's trees that are all bent over. It's a big mess. But I do like one thing you were saying about cutting government expenses. But I don't know if cutting out car safety checks will do that, because on the road you see all these makeshift memorials of people that have died with flowers and pictures of
mm-hmm.
them. And then you have the hospital expenses, you know, when the cars aren't functioning right, people crash their cars,
well,
and the health care expenses.
Let me explain to you how Oregon did it. And a friend of mine, Mario Yano, went over to Oregon for business, and he was talking to them about safety check, and they said, no, we don't have it. They put it up to the car owner responsibility to make sure the car is safe. So when a car goes in for servicing, the car owner specifies he wants the car checked, because the law in Oregon, if a policeman comes along and sees you have a bald tire, he tags you. And the tag costs you $400. It's expensive.
Yeah, but if there are more policemen to check more cars, you know, and do all that, then that costs more money. And
but they don't check?
People are slobs. They're irresponsible. You know, you go down Pohiki Road, and there's the canopy of the trees all over, and you try to ride your bike, and it stinks, you know. You have to breathe all that polluted mm-hmm. air, and you know, that's what's causing the climate change, where more natural disasters
the
are.
The gasoline
is the is just all the pollution that we're putting out.
Polluting, yes. Gasoline exhaust pollutes the air.
But I do agree with you about the building permits. I think we should respect the ancient Hawaiian ways. You know. Instead
yep.
of importing supplies from the mainland all over the world, we can cut down our trees and do things the way that our ancestors did, and that will go a long way to promote Hawaiian sovereignty by buying the local, because you can make a real sturdy house out of the natural things that grow here.
You know where the building supplies come from now?
Oh, we're China.
You got it. Cheap.
And so I don't vote because when you vote, then you have to go to jury duty, you know, and then they want to find
you. You know how you get out of jury duty?
And they want to, force you to go there, and that's...
you just tell them you think the guy's guilty.
Well, it's slavery to force somebody to work if they don't want to. Why don't they pay the people for jury duty?
They do. $1 a day.
Yeah. That's slave wages.
Yeah.
I just think that everything that the politicians do is a big scam, and they're destroying the planet, and they're making us...
all for money, my friend.
Yeah. So I would vote them all out of office.
Yeah, then register and vote.
Well, if they didn't, threaten to lock me up and give me $10,000 fine, then I would. I can't afford all that. I can't afford to take a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Or weeks, and all that. So I'm disgusted with the way that the 0.1% of the corporate elite are just screwing us all.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I know what you're saying. It's sad.
Right on, brother. I appreciate your voice of reason that's calling out and speaking the truth.
Thank you. Thank you, and thanks for calling. Aloha. Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Well, this is election day. Please get out there and vote. If you're registered, vote. Make your voice heard. You know, it could be a tie vote and your vote come in and you might tip it over. So, try to do it, okay? But take care of your car, folks, because, you know, Lana called in and she says she has an 06. It's not an old car. Old car? What is a 55 Chevy? That's not an old car. It's a classic. What is a 57 Chevy? It's not an old car. It's a classic. So, old car is only a car that was abused and not maintained properly. That is an old car. It's just like your body. If you don't take care of yourself and you get all run down and look haggard, then you're an old person.
Okay, you have 1 minute and two callers. So
okay.
First one is Charles from Ever Beach.
Hi, Charles.
Yeah, you're talking about ethanol, but I've always heard it's bad for boats, and I've heard that it attracts water, and it's not good if you want to store the gas. What's the deal on that?
No, it's not. That's all false.
Really?
Yes, sir. I can prove it.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, and then you know what? Some of the VIN numbers, too, don't they have them on the dashboards right by the window?
Yes, you got to block it.
Okay, roger that. Thank you, man.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right.
Okay, who's next? Who's next?
Hi, George.
Hi.
George, my name is Sharon. Quick question. I just finished voting and saw somebody backing up their car. Lots of water, like at least a 3/4 cup coming out of their exhaust pipe. I asked the lady where she gets her gas from, Chevron in Manoa, and wanted to know more about that.
Not recommended. I recommend Shell V Power only.
Okay.
Okay? Thanks for calling.
Thanks so much, George. Aloha.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, folks. And please drive carefully and don't drink and drive. We'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program.